Track 3. ITV Arts editor Nina Nanar says she's a winter person and bring on the snow.
As I've been seeing mince pies on supermarket shelves for ages now, I feel it's okay to ask the question, the big question. Is it going to snow this December? When I was a child, I seem to remember it snowing a lot more. I remember thick snow up in North Lincolnshire where we grew up. We would sledge, have snowball fights, build snowmen everywhere. Am I misremembering this, or did it just snow an awful lot more a few decades back? I think I'm a winter person. Well, I love a polar neck jumper, so I must be. I love long winter coats and woolly hats and waterproof boots. But last year I can't remember ever wearing a really warm coat in the winter months. I don't think I ever felt the need for them. So much so that I ended up giving a fair few coats to charity shops. So when it started getting a bit colder this year, I suddenly realised that I was out of outer garments. So, sigh, that means I'll have to go shopping. I do a lot of my clothes shopping in charity shops and vintage shops. It's amazing what you can pick up. Mind you, I was grateful that I had some of my winter coats with me in 2022. It was a few months after I lost my darling husband, Steve. He absolutely loved the festive season. In fact, when I met him, I'd never really had even a Christmas tree until then. Coming from a Sikh family, we marked Christmas Day with an exchange of presents. But really, it was an excuse to have lots of relatives piling into the house and for us to eat a huge meal. It normally wasn't a traditional Christmas meal, but it was some absolutely delicious Indian food made by my amazing mum. So, as we faced our first Christmas without Steve, we realised that we had to do something completely different. So my daughter and I accepted an invitation from my big brother Tony, who lives in Vancouver in Canada, and we went. And what met us there was quite simply the snowiest scenes we've ever seen. We arrived during a snowstorm. In fact, they closed the airport the day after we landed. We quite simply had never seen anything like it, because it snowed and it snowed and it snowed. It was the thickest snow I've ever experienced in my life. Cars couldn't move. You had to fight your way through feet of snow on the street outside. And it meant you could have some of those delicious winter evenings where you sit inside a warm house, eat and chat, and look out of the window as the snow falls. My brother is a keen gardener and had been telling us all the exquisite things he'd done with his lovely garden, all the features he'd been putting in, the hours he'd spent manicuring his lawn and hedges. He was looking forward to showing it off to us. Unfortunately, all we could see was a thick snow blanket. No sign of the water feature he spent weeks constructing. It's also, of course, a time of year when birds and wildlife appreciate a little bit of help. And so we put our food out on the patio in the hope that it would attract birds, and it did. But when it comes to winter wildlife, I think my brother wins the prize. Not that he's feral or anything. It's just that he told us a story when we arrived of him making his way to work a few weeks earlier on his bike and having to stop on a deserted road as a bear and its two cubs made its way across the road right in front of him as he froze on the spot. Thankfully, the bears had somewhere to go. It was quite snowy then too, and they were clearly on the hunt for food. Unfortunately, my brother was not looking appetising enough that morning. I have to say it beats the robins and magpies I get in my back garden. Mimi and I were so very grateful to spend that winter with our family in Vancouver. We were feeling a bit lost and in pain, and my family just made it better. We cried a lot, of course, we ate and drank a lot, of course, but we laughed and had snowball fights too. And that's how I'll remember that winter. This year, as arts editor at ITV News, I've already started getting lots and lots of invitations to upcoming pantos. Oh yes, I have. I've always secretly wanted to be in a panto, and one day I will make it happen. But this year, we are taking the big step of spending Christmas in our own home. It is time. We will have lots of people around and we'll cook lots of food. And most importantly, just as Steve did, we will keep all the bird feeders well stocked up for all our winter visitors in his beloved garden. And I will sit by the window and I will wait for snow.